Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
Yeah, 85207.
Thank you.
With a little bump and grind, I don't see nothing wrong. Nobody home yet, baby.
Okay, and can I please have your first and last name?
Tony Garcia.
And you did say that zip code was 85207.
I did, yeah.
And may I ask, what are you calling about?
I was just wondering if you guys had my correct address and what is the timeline on the ship date.
Okay, I'll see if I can locate that for you. Just one moment.
Thank you. Yeah, my address is important that you guys know that. That confirm that it's correct because I didn't double check it. Baby, what are you doing? Yeah. Was all meant to be. Yeah, you look at it and you're like, I don't even know why I did that. Me, I'm like, I don't know why I did that. I mean, it's just like, Dom, I don't know what happened. I can't explain it. You are more bamboozled than me.
Okay, so I'm not showing your information on the system. On when did you place your order?
All right. All right, cool. I'm sorry, what'd you say, ma'am?
I was saying that I'm not showing your information in our system. When did you place your order?
Day before yesterday. And I'll tell you what, you guys have already checked it out on my credit card, too.
Okay. So it definitely should be showing.
Mm-hmm. And it says, I got the number because it says, congratulations, your item is on its way.
Okay, so can I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, sir. So I did try to run your information again, but I'm still not showing your order. What I would have to do is transfer your information over to a supervisor so they can try to locate your account, and someone will give you a call back.
You're not showing my address or anything like that? Okay. Can you give me a call back then, my number?
Yes, sir. Could you please spell your first and last name?
Tony, T-O-N-Y, Garcia, G-A-R. C-H-I-A, and that's Italian, 100% purebred Italian.
Thank you, and you said that order was placed 2 days ago on the 18th?
It was yesterday, yeah.
On May the 19th.
No, I think it was yesterday. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on speaker. Let me look at Remo. Are you there now, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so hold on a second. What the email is I got here. Let's see. starts with us. Oh, this is just great. Gotta be under 20. Oh, it is. Yeah, it was yesterday. Thank you for your purchase. Gave me all this information, sent me to know that your order has been received and on its way. Good news, your indestructible watch is coming. Your free M1000 watch will be there soon. It's on the way.
Thank you. And that was yesterday.
But it doesn't give me a tracking number or anything.
Okay. Tracking numbers I usually send out at least 24 hours afterwards when the order is placed. But just
so
one moment.
It might be under... It might be under Garcia or Garcia, Garcia.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You said that could be either Garcia or just Garcia.
No. Garcia. Garcia with a G. Okay. It might be under that or Garcia, Garcia.
Okay.
Because
well,
I have two last names.
All right, let me just check Garcia before I send your information over to our supervisor. Okay, so I don't see it under Garcia or Garcia, so I'll go ahead and transfer your information over to a supervisor so they can contact you back later.
Yeah. Do you want my number?
Would it be the same number you called in from, 623-300-4510?
That's correct. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'll have a supervisor contact you back later on today. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Been good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you.